Cover story, convention report. Title, Behold Your God. The 33rd convention of the Church of the Lutheran Confession was held at Emmanuel Lutheran College, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, on June 21 through 24 of 2018. The theme of the convention was Behold Your God. Pastor David Pfeiffer served as chaplain to the convention, opening and closing each session with the Word of God, where we most clearly behold our God. President Michael Eichstädt addressed the convention with his biennial report centered on that same theme, reminding us to recognize and proclaim the power of God in our homes, in our fellowship, in all the world, and in our testimony to the truth. The two essays that were presented further divided the convention theme into two parts. One, the Lord God came with a strong hand, and two, the Lord God comes with a gentle embrace. The first essay was delivered by Professor John Udy. The essay was based on Isaiah 40, verses 9 and 10 from the NIV. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the sons of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. End of Isaiah 40, verse 9 and 10. Professor Udy used several Old Testament messianic prophecies to demonstrate our inability to help our own cause and God's strong hand in accomplishing our goal of life eternal for us. The second essay of the convention was delivered by Pastor David Udy of Appleton, Wisconsin, and was retitled, Behold Your God, the Lamb's Eye View. In contrast to the first essay by Professor John Udy, which expounded upon the strength of God's hands, the second essay drew our attention to the tenderness and gentle embrace of our Savior God. Our Heavenly Father is both strong and gentle, perfectly exemplified by the Bible picture of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd leads, tends, and carries his sheep. He laid down his life for the sheep, only to take it up again when he rose from the dead. Our Shepherd, King, now rules a kingdom that will never end as ongoing dispenser of grace and peace. We are with him by faith, and he is with us in grace, holding us in his tender, powerful hands. On Friday evening of the convention, the delegates were treated to a most encouraging report from the Project Kinship Committee and our foreign missionaries as they reported on the powerful work that our God is carrying out overseas. Behold your God. We now go to a summary of convention committee reports and actions. Elections. The following were re-elected. President, Pastor Michael Eichstädt. Vice President, Pastor Mark Bernthal. Moderator, Pastor Paul Nolting. Secretary, Pastor Wayne Eichstädt. Board of Trustees, Mr. Tom Lentz, Mr. Sherman Karstensen. Board of Regents, Pastor John Hine. Board of Missions, Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, Mr. Joel Kraft. Board of Education and Publications, Pastor David Nauman, Professor Ross Rail. Newly elected, Mr. J. Siddle as a layman on the Board of Regents. Board of Education and Publications. It was resolved to begin regular printed publication of daily devotions. The Board of Education and Publications was directed to oversee development of an online religion course, beginning with updating and adding online Sunday school lessons. Board of Regents, Emmanuel Lutheran College. The convention directed a reinstatement of the compensation plan originally approved by the 2012 convention. $75 per month increase per year and an annual cost of living adjustment. This budget increase is to be in effect for 2 years as long as a reserve fund balance does not fall below $100,000. This increase is added into the final fiscal year 19 budget approved by the convention. Board of Missions. The convention authorized the Board of Missions to begin calling a third full-time missionary. If the Lord provides a man to serve in this office, 50% of the first year's expense will be in addition to the CLC General Fund budget, and 50% will come from the Mission Development Fund, the MDF. Thereafter, a plan will be implemented to move these costs into the regular missions budget within 3 years. Doctrine. Joint Statement Regarding the Termination of Fellowship. Much of the time of this year's convention was taken up with discussion of the Joint Statement, a document submitted by representatives of the CLC, Wells, and Els, as a possible resolution to one of the historic issues that has separated our fellowships, that is, what Scripture teaches concerning separation from false teachers. After debate that occupied Friday night and most of Saturday, the following resolution failed by a vote of 92-69. Be it resolved that the CLC adopt the joint statement regarding the termination of fellowship as a scripturally sound presentation of doctrinal principles when dealing with the termination of fellowship. The resolution that finally did pass on Sunday morning used the word acknowledge rather than adopt as follows. Resolved that we acknowledge with joy that the Joint Statement Regarding the Termination of Fellowship is a scripturally sound presentation of doctrinal principles when dealing with the termination of fellowship. Resolved that we ask the President of the CLC to relay our hope that the talks with the Els and Wells can continue. Resolved that we aim for a final disposition of the joint statement regarding the termination of fellowship at the 2020 convention. Resolved that we direct the 2019 General Pastoral Conference to discuss the difficulties that remain contained in the 2017 GPC recommendation concerning the joint statement regarding the termination of fellowship. In other work assigned to the Floor Committee on Doctrine, the Declaration of Fellowship with Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church in Liberia was ratified. The convention directed the 2019 Pastoral Conference to review the 2017 revision of the CLC Theses and Antithesis on the role of admonition in the termination of fellowship with church bodies, and to report its findings to the 2020 convention. CLC Constitution. The proposed change to Article 5A, allowing laymen to serve as CLC secretary and moderator, was adopted. The proposed change to Article 8B, allowing pastors emeriti to serve as conference visitors, was not adopted. A proposed change to the title and wording of Bylaw 19 was adopted as recommended by the CLC Board of Trustees and the Standing Constitution Committee. The title of the Auditing Committee was changed to the, quote, Finances Inspection Committee to better reflect our intent and practice in Bylaw 19. Conference visitors. The convention ratified the conference visitors as elected by their respective conferences. Great Lakes, Pastor Michael Wilty. Minnesota, Pastor Douglas Libby. Pacific Coast, Pastor David Nauman. West Central, Pastor Michael Rail. Southeastern, Pastor Matthew Hannell. Finance. The following fiscal year, 2019, FY19, budget was adopted. Education and publications, $15,000. Trustees, $89,000. Missions, $377,000. Regents, $550,000. General fund budget, $1,031,000. ILC revenue, $861,000. Total fiscal year 19 spending plan, $1,892,000. It was resolved to enact the trustees' recommendation to increase retirement contributions from $170 per month to $180 per month beginning January 1, 2019, $190 per month beginning January 1, 2020, and $200 per month beginning January 1, 2021. Membership. Teacher Brandon Heinze and Pastors Timothy Dobb, Thomas Nauman, Samuel Rodebaugh, and Stefan Sonnenfeld were accepted as voting members of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. The Dissolutions of Divine Word Holy Church, Spring Valley, Minnesota, and Grace Lutheran Church, Cape Coral, Florida, were acknowledged with regret. Appointments for periodical editors were ratified. Professor Paul Nauman, Lutheran spokesman. Pastor Wayne Eichsted, Journal of Theology. Pastor Nathan Pfeiffer, Ministry by Mail. And Pastor Glenn Oster, CLC webmaster. A full list of appointments will be published in the convention proceedings. Memorials. The memorial regarding the joint meetings between the CLC and the Wells Els was answered by the resolutions from the floor committee for doctrine. The memorial regarding the Board of Doctrine being the sole representative of the CLC in future discussions with Wells Els was rejected. The convention communion service offering was designated for the Mission Development Fund and totaled $3,147.85. The next convention is scheduled to be held on the Emmanuel Lutheran College campus, June 25-28, 2020. That's on a Thursday through Sunday. Our reporter is Joe Lau, a professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Also contributing to this article were Pastors Wayne Eichsted and Michael Rail and Professor Paul Naumann. Thank you.